Organized medicine, 3% truth value, alternative? Healers? 1%. Every age has a favorite way to explain diseases, symptoms, and every age has been wrong. There was a brief period in the 80s, maybe later. It started by Dr. Hulda Clark, and it was about parasites. And it was about enriching herself. But she wasn't altogether wrong, or not as wrong as organized medicine. Her method's truth value was a whopping 7%, still shabby, but less shabby. Contemporary medicine isn't interested in parasites. Isn't interested in food additives. Isn't interested in living healthy. Because it is not what the moneybags are interested in. Contemporary medicine is only interested in what makes the pharmaceutical companies oodles of money. Not healing, not medicine. Anything you can do for yourself, is of no interest to medicine. In return for all that money, official medicine has permission to say they heal, they cure diseases. Even the FTC won't hound them. The emphasis is the disease. Not to eliminate the cause, not to strengthen the individual and its defenses, consciousness, not to advise them to live in a way that promotes health, because that would be not profitable to the companies that finance medicine. So what about the alternative medicine practitioners? Their truth value averages at 1% UCK. I don't actually know many practitioners personally, but I can tell you some things about what I've seen, experienced, and it's not pretty. They are the same. Selling without ever considering the other, the buyer. Selling smoke and mirrors. Lying through their teeth. Every single one of them. Even if they started out with the intention to do good for the sake of doing good, with desire to receive for the sake of sharing, they end up with desire to receive for the self alone. Why? Are these practitioners all bad people? I don't think so. Then why? Because they sell their stuff as the cure. They sell what they know to do. And although what they do may be helpful, it may be soothing, it may ease some people's suffering, none of what they sell considers all of IT, all knowledge, just a tiny sliver of it. So even when they smartly call their method holistic, they are lying. Why? Because they learned that they needed to sell what people are buying. And people, you, want the solution to your issues, not a solution, not amelioration, none of that. While they don't quite allow anyone to do anything for them that they don't approve of. It's taken me all I've got, given the belligerent, arrogant, defensive, know-it-all, working against themselves clients, to not go the same way. The pressure to call what I do the solution, whether it could even be, even if the client did what would work and not the opposite. But it was both inauthentic, and no integrity, even if I never promised the solution, that is what everyone heard. So I told the truth ahead of time. And my income dropped. And people who came for the solution left. Then I told the truth in the middle of someone doing their own thing, not what I asked them to do. Just today I told a client that if she continues to be forceful, I cannot possibly do my work, and she will be dead. People sign up to my email list only to leave after a few days. I disappointed them. I didn't fulfill their vision of what I'd do for them, giving the answer, the solution. The other day I got an email confession from a potential client. More than 5,000 words. A good indication of who she thought was the smart one. And therefore a good indication of whose opinion will count when it comes to healing. And this is what all those practitioners, mainstream medicine or alternative, don't want. They don't want to be told by the client what to do, and they don't want to tell the truth what they can do. The tiny sliver. They want to live in a big house, drive a big car. They want to travel, and live in luxury. While the value they provide is fake, glitter, and words. The whole concept of providing real value in a society where words, promises are more important than anything real, is what makes doctors of any kind feel so special, while they drown in debt, drown in self-pity. I used to love the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tapes, and listen to them until I wore out the tapes. Doctors lie. I wonder if they believe their own press. If they think that just because they went to school to memorize stuff that wasn't true to begin with, they deserve to make big bucks, and fancy themselves special. What is taught in medical schools has only 3% truth value. What? Yeah. It's 70% wrong, and because it only deals with diseases, it is very narrow cone of vision view of health. So when at age 31 the doctors told me they needed to cut my stomach in half, I said sayonara medicine. I didn't manage to diagnose what was causing my stomach problems until decades later. But I did. It is not that it was anything new. Cutting my stomach in half would not help it. It was parasitic mites biting. And such is reality, if you wear a filter that you know, You cannot see what is there, you can only see what you can recognize. When you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Parasitic mites? Or here is another example, UTI, of urinary tract infection. Or OAB, overactive bladder. Probably don't even exist. What causes the urge to pee? That gnawing feeling in the bladder? Guess what? It is not bacteria, it is most likely just a different parasite. Stomach ache? Constant hunger? Acid reflux? Indigestion? The cure causes more damage than the cause, because the cure masks the real problem. Or the recent doubling, tripling, tenfolding cases of pancreas problems. What if there is no disease? What if there are only causes, and they are either natural or man-made? I am lucky, I have access to something seemingly unrelated, your cell hydration. Turns out that there is a correlation between chronically low cell hydration and the difficulty to maintain decent levels and low health number of the pancreas. The pancreas is the home of the islets of Langerhans where insulin gets produced. But if the cells won't let the water in, they probably won't let the insulin in either. So the clueless pancreas tries to produce more insulin. And there you have it, this exhausts the pancreas. But why wouldn't the cells allow the water and the insulin in? There could be reasons I don't know about, obviously, but I do know about one reason: the same chemicals that make vegetables, nuts, fruits, and meat products not rot and not dry out, the same chemicals act like sealants. Nothing comes out, nothing goes in. There is a correlation between your cell hydration and the amount of preservatives you consume. Unwittingly. And what happens inside the cells? What do you think? The cells are now locked in with their own secretions. Nothing good happens inside the cells, I promise. Lies by commission, lies by omission. That is the world we live in. Whether you live in the world, or you are of the world, is really up to you. The choice is yours. In my experience, liars get punished worst. Punished by life. The handful of participants who are in the reality challenge will fare better than the rest of the population. Why? Through the daily and very gentle practice, they start to appreciate what words do to them, and learn to gently alter the words and see how what they feel, what they do changes. Gently. The ones that are not gentle yet, aren't seeing. Yet. The key word is to not be categorical, violent, forceful. When you can gently alter, life alters with your will.